There's a word now in 2 Kings, the second chapter, verses 1 through 15. The Bible says this, and it came to pass when the Lord was about to take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Then Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." So they went down the road to Bethel. Now the sons of the prophets who were at Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today?" Elisha says, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." And in other words, you say, "I already know that. Shut up." Then Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Jericho." Now as the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho came to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today?" So he answered, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on, and 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood facing them at a distance while the two of them stood by the Jordan. Now, verse 8, Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, struck the water, and it was divided this way and that, so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. And so it was when they crossed over that Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what may I do for you before I am taken away from you." Elisha said, "Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me." Verse 10 says, "So he said, 'You have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if, let you know that Elisha had to pay attention. If you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so.' Then it happened as they continued on and talked that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire, separated the two of them, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried out, 'My father, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen.' So he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and tore them into two pieces. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the mantle of Elijah." You see, when you go up with the Lord, you can't take everything with you. That mantle he took of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And when he also had struck the water, it was divided this way and that. And Elijah crossed over. Now, when the sons of the prophets who were from Jericho saw him, they said, "The spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha." And they came to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. Amen. Just for a few minutes, I just want to talk to you about paying the price. Paying the price. Lord, have your way with your people. Thank you for your strength. Watch over us, keep us, and bless us. Move with us. High flesh behind the cross, I'm asking you, Lord, take full control of the situation of the preaching of your gospel. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. This passage, if you were paying attention, this passage of scripture records the homegoing of one of the greatest men in the Word of God. Elijah was greatly used of the Lord in his generation, but his time on the earth came to an end. The day came when it was time to pass the baton to a new generation. And so Elijah recognized his own mortality and knew he was living in dangerous times. So in 1 Kings chapter 19, if you get a chance when you get home, you can look at it and see the story of how God led Elijah to Elisha. And just shortly, he found Elisha plowing the field with 12 oxen in front of him. And while he was plowing, Elijah threw his mantle over Elisha. So Elisha runs and catches up with Elijah and tells him that he's coming with him. So imagine this young man is plowing and this older man comes and throws his mantle over him. He realizes what's going on. Turns around and he sees the older man running away. He catches him and says, "Hold up, man, I'm coming with you. I know what God is doing." It's important to note here that even though, see, in 1 Kings, that Elisha was selected to carry on, he still had to pay the price. I want to tell some of you that have been called by God. Just because you've been called by God, it does not eliminate the fact that you have to pay the price. And so now we are at the point in scripture where our text tells us about the young man named Elisha and how he was willing to pay the price for what God had for him. You see, we see in these 15 short verses that he is very hungry for God. He wanted everything God had for him. He wanted the Lord and his power in his life. God is looking for people who are hungry for what God can do through them. God wants us to be constantly looking to be used by him. If God has called you, you should not wake up any day without asking God, "What do you want me to do?" And what we learn here from Elisha is very valuable in our own lives as well. Like it did for Elisha, the mantle of ministry in these days rests upon you and me. But some of us are on the other side of that mountain. And it's time to start looking for replacements. If we are going to be as effective as we should be for the glory of the Lord, then we too need the power of God's Spirit. This passage tells us how to go about getting the power of God on our lives. So right now I'm going to work a little backwards through scripture. I'm going to start at verse 10, then I'll work my way up. And what we see here in verses 9 and 10 is that Elijah made a spiritual request. And if we look a little closer at scripture, it reveals to us the content of his request. Elijah asked to receive a double portion of Elijah's spirit. Now, let's make this clear. The request was not for twice the power that had rested on Elijah. The request was to be recognized as Elijah's replacement. Can we break it down? Elisha, though, had already been selected by God for that position. In 1 Kings, like I said, in 19 and 16, it says, "Also, you shall anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, you shall anoint as prophet in your place." Hallelujah. You see, brothers and sisters, it was common for firstborn children to receive a double portion of their father's estate. This was mandated by the law in Deuteronomy 21 and 17. Look what it says. "But he shall acknowledge the son of the unloved wife as the firstborn by giving him a double portion of all that he has, for he is the beginning of his strength. The right of the firstborn is his." So you have to remember now that Elisha called Elijah my father in verse 12. Elisha was asking for the right of the firstborn. He was asking that the same spirit that had empowered the ministry of this great man of God be given to him as well. Well, my brothers and my sisters, what kind of spirit was he asking for? Oftentimes we ask for things from God, not fully understanding the power and the ramifications that go along with that request, should it be granted by God. The first thing that we see is that there's a spirit of faith. Elijah learned to trust in the presence and power of God in this world. I don't care what you go through, you got to learn how to trust in the presence of God. He knew that God was in absolute control of every situation. He walked by faith and not by sight. You have to have faith. You ought to point at somebody and just tell them, you got to have some faith. You got to believe God is going to do it. You have to understand that your faith, watch this, your faith invites God to operate in your life. Hallelujah. See, when you got faith, you're saying, God, I want you to work in my life. I need you to bless me. I need you to use me. If you got faith in God, you ought to say, God, have your way with me. Wherever you take me, even if you got to make me uncomfortable, even if you got to put me in a hard situation, even if you got to cause some tears to roll down my face, I'm willing to be used by you because I'm willing to go all the way. Hallelujah. I'm willing to pay the price because you're God. All this time, Elisha understands that it wasn't Elijah, it was God making moves and giving power. And then the second thing we see here is that he has a spirit of obedience. Some of you online, don't turn me off yet. Don't turn me off. Don't turn me off yet. Don't turn me off. Some of y'all want the power, but don't have the obedience. How you going to be used of God, but you're not obedient to God? How you going to be strong in God, but you don't want to do what he says for you to do? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all want to be power. You want to be have wonder working power. You want to be a overnight miracle. You want to be a wonder, but you don't have no obedience. Hallelujah. You don't want to come to church. I'm not even on my script now. You don't want to do what the Lord says. You want to be out there flinging yourself around with other people. You in situations you shouldn't be. And God has called you to be where he has called you to be. But you want the power, but don't have the obedience. You got to be obedient. Even when God didn't make no sense, Elisha said, I'm going with him. Y'all come on and talk back me. There are some times when God, we think in our little feeble mind that God don't make no sense. God just don't make no sense. I don't know why you telling me to do this.
I don't know why you're telling me to go this way. I don't know why you're telling me to help this person. I don't know why you're telling me to be a blessing. Even when it doesn't make sense, you just like you in the military, all you got to do is ask Sister Sales and Deacon Butler and Deacon Sales. They'll tell you when they give you an order, you do it. Whether you agree with it or not, whether you understand it or not, you got to do what you've been told to do. And if you don't do it, you risk penalty.
Elisha knew that what he was asking for was going to require obedience. Woo. People today don't understand that to get what you are asking from God is going to require a level of obedience that you may not have been used to giving. And that's why some of us are struggling. That's why some of y'all online are struggling, because you're not used to being this obedient in a pandemic.
God said, I'll put my hand on the world so that I can see who's going to be obedient in tough times and who's not. Who's going to hold fast and who's going to let go? Who's going to go on in me? Who's going to stop right there on the side of the road? You have got to be obedient. Even in a pandemic, I can't find my way. I don't want to get sick. God said, go out there and minister the word. God said, bless somebody. God said, rest on somebody. But you don't want to do what you've been told to do.
See, because what we are in right now, it may require you to exercise your faith by yourself.
Y'all, come on now. Hallelujah. You may not have no people around you to help you exercise your faith. You might have to encourage. Y'all ain't talking back to me. You might have to encourage yourself like David had to encourage himself when all manner of mess was being thrown at him. He had to go and ask God for himself. He had to put on his own cloak. He had to get with God and say, God, what shall I do? And he said, go and pursue. Hallelujah. You might have to do it all by yourself. The help that you thought you had from people just dissipated. Sister Sales said you got to roll up your sleeves and get to work. Stop tripping.
So now when we see a spirit of obedience and we see a spirit of faith, Elijah now is allowed to combine those into a spirit of courage. See, because now he has those two, so now he can stand for God, even when others run away. And he didn't want anything. He just wanted to take over where Elijah had left off. He was willing to be what Elijah was in the previous generation. He just wanted to stand and do God's will. You see, I think God was a little upset with us. He said, "You, some of y'all church folk, you're charging $25,000 to preach my word. My gospel is free." He said, I'll raise up a new generation of nobodies. I'll raise up some people that people ain't never heard of, because they're not looking for money. They just looking to do your. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm looking for people that ain't got to have 15 people walking around them. I can see one or two, but they don't need. See, it was just Elijah and Elisha. Y'all ain't saying nothing back to me. Elisha was Elijah's armor bearer. Y'all ain't talking back to me. Elijah didn't have 15 people walking around him. It was just Elijah and Elisha. And they tried to get Elisha to not walk with Elijah. But he said, you crazy. If I'm going to get what God has for me, then I'm going to walk all the way until I see him dissipate up into the heavens.